if you will turn with me to Isaiah 53. I'm going to begin in verse 1. Who has believed our report? Who has believed our report? Who believes this? Who believes this? You got it? Who believes this? Now, let's start. It says, to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He has no form. That goes back to Isaiah 52. It goes back to Psalm 22. Every bone was out of joint. But it says, he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Now, I want us to look at this. It says, surely, surely, the word of God cannot be broken. Surely, the word of God cannot be broken. Surely, he has borne our griefs, our sicknesses. You got that? On Calvary, every sickness and every disease was on that body. Your sicknesses and diseases were on his body. Picture it right now in your heart. When he was on that cross, every disease, every infirmity, every weakness you will have was put on his body. Yours. Your sicknesses was put on that body. So now we've got, and he carried our pains. Every pain, he was put on his body. He took it. He took yours. Yours. Not your neighbors, just your neighbors. Yours. He took it on your body. He said, and we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, the punishment of our peace was put on that body. Whatever you had that kept you away from God was put on the body of Jesus. Got it? Yours. Yours. Whatever you've done was put on the body of Jesus. God, we'll go to the next verse. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. All of us went our own way. All of us went our own way. If you're pointing at your neighbor, you better, I remember they taught me in I think it was second grade. You point at your neighbor, three fingers are pointing back at you. Every one of us have gone astray. And if you say, I've never sinned, you better read 1 John, because you just did. All right? It says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on Jesus. The Lord has laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. Everything you've done went on that body. Do you get that? Do you get that? That everything you've done, the Father took and put on the body of Jesus.
Amen.
Put it on the body of Jesus. And Jesus died an adulteress. Jesus died a murderer. Jesus died a child molester. Jesus died a wife beater. Jesus died a liar. Jesus died a person that committed genocide. Jesus died an unbeliever.
Amen.
Jesus died a liar. Jesus died a hater. Jesus died a bigot. Jesus died a racist. That's what Jesus died. That's what he was when he died. Jesus died the world's worst sinner, and it was your sin he died with. It was your sin he died with.
Amen.
Sexual immorality, perversion, all of it, Jesus died with it. He died, it says, he became sin who knew no sin.
Amen.
So anything that's talking to you right now has already been on the body of Jesus. It was put on his body. Do you believe that? Do you believe that all your sins were put on the body of Jesus?
Amen.
Do you believe that? Because that's what Jesus was when he died. And what happens when a sinner dies? The sinner goes to hell. The sinner goes to hell. And that's where Jesus went. That's where Jesus went. And he went to the lowest hell because he had all that sin in his soul. In his soul. And you know who put him there? God did. The Father did. The Father put all that on Jesus, and he put his own son in hell. In hell. For you. For you. So now Jesus is in hell as a murderer, as a liar, as a perjurer, as a child molester, as a wife beater, as a whore. He did it all. That's what he was in hell for.
Amen.
Now, what happened? I want you to go to verse 11. By the Spirit of God, I want you to see this. Jesus was in hell with your sin, paying for your sin, not his sin, not your neighbor's sin, your sin. He was in hell paying for your sin. And what happens when you sin? You get sickness, you get poverty, you get all these curses.
Amen.
That's what sin brings. It brings curses. Third and fourth generation. You can't keep a job? Sin somewhere. Your family keeps getting sick? Sin somewhere. You can't keep your money? Sometimes it's because you can't let go of it. But it's sin. Sin caused all this. You can't don't believe that? Read Deuteronomy. God tells you, you obey God, you get all this good stuff. You don't obey God, you get a whole bunch more bad stuff.
Amen.
And that's what Jesus had on his body. He had that sickness. He had the sickness that you got because of sin. Yeah, because of sin. Sin somewhere. Unbelief, if nothing else. Sin. So Jesus is in hell paying for your sin. Yours. Mine. He's paying for mine. I'm not looking at my neighbor. I'm looking at me. He's paying for mine in hell. Now look. Verse 11. Well, let's go to verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. He's the one that made Jesus sick. God made Jesus sick, and it pleased him to do so. It says, when he shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. The pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Now, verse 11. He shall see the travail of Jesus' soul. He shall see him suffering in hell for your sin. For your sin. He's suffering for your sin, your sickness, your poverty. That's what he's in there suffering for. And the Father looks at it. He looks at the travail. He looks at the travail of him suffering for your sin.
Amen.
And then he's satisfied. Satisfied with Jesus' sin? No. Jesus didn't have any sin.
Amen.
He's satisfied with your sin.
God.
He's satisfied of your sin. He's satisfied with your sin. And what happened when the Father was satisfied with that sacrifice for your sin? Yours. What happened? When the Father was satisfied with the sacrifice for your sin, he raised him from the dead. He raised Jesus from the dead. Why? It was done.
Amen.
It was done.
Hallelujah.
The payment for all sin was done.
Hallelujah.
The payment for your sin was done. It was done. Do you hear that? The payment for your sin was done. Done. What happened when the payment for your sin was done? Jesus was raised from the dead. What happened when the Father was satisfied with the sacrifice of Jesus? It was done. Your sicknesses and diseases were taken care of. They were healed. That body that carried your sickness, your disease, your pain came out of the grave. It was done. It was done. Sickness, disease was done. Poverty was done. It was done. Turn with me to Hebrews 10.
Amen.
If you can Amen. Get that in your heart, if you can preach that to yourself, if you can get the revelation of that, it's done. You will have nothing else to fight except to believe. Right? Hebrews 10. I'm going to begin in verse 14. I'm just going to read verse 14. For by one offering, he has perfected forever.
Amen.
Forever. Them that are sanctified.
Amen.
One offering, it was done.
Thank you.
It was done. If it wasn't done, God wouldn't have raised him from the dead. He couldn't have. The sacrifice had to cover it all, and it did. It was done. Why do you have sickness in your body? All you have to do now is believe. Why? It was done. It was done by one sacrifice. One. It was done. It has no more right to be in your body if you will believe. That is your only job. And you know what Jesus said that in John 6? They came to him, Jesus, how are we going to do the works of God? What are the works of God? What do you want us to do? You know what Jesus said? Believe. Believe on him whom God sent. Why? Because it's done. I have an example of this. I had an infection in my mouth. And it would get infected. It would get pus in it. I'd have to drain it. And this would happen often. And it would fill up and it would go. And I'd be praying and I could not get a hold of it. And one day I was just meditating on Jesus when he took the scourge. When he took that scourge, this infection was on him. And when they hit him with that scourge, they hit him for my infection. Jesus didn't have any sickness. He'd never been sick. He had mine. Mine was on him. And he took the scourge from mine.
Hallelujah.
And when I was meditating on that, I realized, well, what am I doing with it?
Amen.
He paid for it. He bore it. It is done.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
And you know what I started doing? I started talking to the infection. I said, you have no right to be in this body.
Glory
it's done.
Glory to God.
And whatever I did that deserved it, was paid for. It's done. It's done. It's done. I curse you in Jesus' name. You know what? 2 weeks later, totally healed. Totally healed. Why? It couldn't stay. It couldn't stay. It couldn't stay. Why? Because I knew it was done. Because I knew it was done. That's our fight, folks. That's the take the good fight of faith. It is done. All we have to do is believe. It is done. All we have to do is believe.
Thank you for joining Kathy Davidson and the Ministers of Music from Water of Life Church. She would love to hear from you. You may reach her by email at kd@kdwol.com. Or you may write her at Kathy Davidson, care of Water of Life Church, Post Office Box 861-327, Plano, Texas, 75086. You may find her on the internet at www.kdwol.com and on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, God bless.